And now something completely blues break.
I'm Cece Ryder, and today we're talking about a 1937 field recording that became a modern dance hit. Moby meets Vera Hall after this.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150's the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Now, I know you've been to a bar, and I know you've been to a nightclub, so you've probably heard this song. It's called Natural Blues, and it's the track that made Moby a household name. But as you might have guessed, that's not his voice. Those hard troubles belong to a woman named Vera Hall Ward.
Another man done gone from the county, from another man done gone.
Vera Hall lived a hard life. She was the granddaughter of slaves, and a slave to Jim Crow herself. She suffered a lot of tragedy. But she found hope in song. And that hope, that singing that picked her up, is what brought her to us today.
Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog. Mama's gonna buy him a little lap dog.
See, in the mid-30s, a folklorist named John Lomax was working for the Library of Congress, traveling around the country recording folk songs. It was in Alabama in 1937 when he discovered Vera Hall. She was a cook, a laundress, a sharecropper, and a singer. And when she sang spirituals, this is what it sounded like.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Went down the hill the other day. Soul got happy and stayed all day. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Oh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so high. Went in the room, didn't stay long. Looked on the bed and brother was dead. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard.
From 1937, Vera Hall and Trouble So Hard, recorded by John Lomax, remixed and made famous 62 years later by Moby. Now I got more tracks by Vera Hall, and believe me, you want to hear them. So follow me to ccryderblues.com and send all your troubles away. I'm Cece Ryder.